This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Move over, Silicon Valley. Places that used to be industrial powerhouses like to slap some silicon on their branding. Not to pick on Rochester, New York, which has a lot going for it, but they sometimes like to use Silicon Snowfield. But increasingly, regions are rethinking their futures by looking to their past. There's a piece about this in Next City, a nonprofit online publication that explores social, economic, and environmental change in cities. Its editor-in-chief is Ariella Cohen, who joins us from Philadelphia. Morning to you.
Good morning, David.
So you go to, Rust Belt cities, and, I've visited. They have a dream of being a silicon something. What, you think that's old thinking?
Yeah, I think people are beginning to recognize that they're not silicon anything and that it makes sense to play to their strengths. And in many of these cities, the strengths are the legacy of manufacturing and the infrastructure that still exists to make things. You know, the whole idea, shake what your mama gave you, they got to shake what they have, which is this manufacturing infrastructure.
So in the investigations of this, what are the hopes? What might be made in a former Rust Belt city?
Okay, well, I'll start with telling you the story of Felipe Gomez. He is 21, and he's a rising senior at Case Western Reserve in Cleveland. He is trying to build a little bitty piece of jet engine doodad that's going to improve fuel efficiency in these jet engines. So this is a big deal. And he actually already has backing from Boeing and NASA.
How would this start, Ariella? I mean, a city trying to glom onto this trend, they'd have to do an inventory. I mean, do they really have assets that remain from their manufacturing past?
Yeah, I mean, I think in all these cases, what's really important is that the business community is talking with the universities. You know, in Youngstown, actually, it's a community college that's been really engaged and has built a maker studio. And so that's not only providing job opportunities and really important training to a population very much in need of that, but also, again, creating a stronger foundation for a future. I think people have been building stuff in their garage forever in Northeast Ohio. And it's about sort of telling people, okay, here's a chance to scale up.
The piece is called Cleveland Wants to Make Sure the Next Wright Brothers Come from the Rust Belt. Ariella Cohen is editor-in-chief of Next City. Ariella, thank you.
You're welcome.